So teen and young parents face really typical challenges that parents face, but also coupled with, like, they're still going through school some of the times. They don't always have, like, stable housing or a big support circle around them. So they're going through all the things that young teens are going through and then being thrust into adulthood and parenthood very quickly.
And so what kind of programs and services do you have in place that can help them? Are these programs kind of easily accessible then if someone's feeling that they're in this situation?
Yeah, so we have individual and couples counseling, a number of parenting groups, and we actually go out in the community to some of the places these parents already are. And it's very easy to access these services. They just have to call into our agency, and if they're under 31 years of age, they'll be connected right to me. We can usually get them in within a couple weeks for a first session. And we offer that low cost as well. So actually, if they're under 22, they get free counseling, no matter if they're referred by someone that covers the cost or just coming themselves. And then if they're over 22, we do our low cost counseling. So we try to make it as easy and accessible as possible.
And what kind of results have you seen from people that have come to use these services? Because from what I've heard from, you know, various clients and people that I've talked to, it's a life-saving service in some instances.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is seeing their confidence grow in how they're parenting and that belief in what they're doing. Because there's so much uncertainty of if you're doing the right thing for your kids. So seeing that grow, seeing their belief in themselves and really just helping them redefine who they are, because a lot changes in your identity when you become a parent. So they're really on a journey of figuring out themselves too.
Well, as a parent myself, this is certainly hitting home, and I would want the best for my children. Or what would you say to somebody that's on the fence about making a donation and why it's so important to hop on the phone or go online and make a donation today?
I would say that anyone needs support at some point in their life. We're all really close to needing support. But making a donation makes it so everyone can access these services. Sometimes people really need support, but maybe financially they can't access it, or maybe they need support like getting to appointments with childcare. And donations can help with all of that, just to help us take down all the barriers possible so people get the help they need.